You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class for a Monday coming your way this June the 7th here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. Brand new week getting underway. Scott Unash with you from our studios at the home base here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join me in a couple of moments, the former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette from his back porch on the southwest side. The weekend that was in the world of sports, we will take a look at it, break it down, talk about it with you out there, and more on this Monday edition of the program as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We're local programming block getting underway. We'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And a late addition to the lineup for tonight for your enjoyment. We do not have Twins baseball coming up tonight. But we have NBA basketball for you starting at 6 o'clock. It'll be game number 2 between Milwaukee and New Jersey coming up. Or no, look at me going old school. Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn, Scott. The Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks with Brooklyn leading that series 1-0. 6 o'clock will be the pregame coming up tonight for you, and 6:35 with the tip-off of that NBA game number 2 coming up tonight right here on KGYM. Very limited schedule as far as Major League Baseball today around the majors. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And that is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600. And today, want to let you know, and all this week here on the Gym Class program, we have for you a great giveaway. It's nothing beats this as far as summer is concerned. And that is a terrific prize package. And that is a Freedom Festival prize pack that we are going to be giving away. Summer and celebrating go hand in hand with the Freedom Festival. And do you have your button yet? Well, we're going to give you a button. Do you have your button? Buttons, do you have your button yet? Buttons has his button. Very good. But we're going to give you a chance out there to win each day. And we're going to be giving out the Freedom Festival prize pack buttons along with the giveaway. And more on that coming up as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM as fireworks are going to be back in downtown Cedar Rapids, and that will be great to see. And, we won't bring him on with fireworks today, but he should have them at least on Mondays when we introduce him and bring him on. That's Mark Dukes. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Great to be with you again. And excited about that Freedom Festival prize pack each and every day. Buttons. Isn't that copyrighted? No, wait. Buttons, T-shirts, chance to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card all this week. Plenty to get to from the weekend, and a lot of great stories out there weekend and today.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And, we've got the chance to win. And you mentioned also included with that, you're automatically entered if you win with us this week for the $500 Hy-Vee gift card. You can go to kgymradio.com for more information on that. And love to interact with you at 319-366-1600 about any topic in the world of sports. But we're going to hit a lot of things as far as the weekend is concerned. First off, congratulations. Hearty congratulations going out to state champions, the Xavier girls tennis team, as well as the Xavier boys soccer team, the 2A state champions once again this year. Iowa City West coming up one goal short. Pleasant Valley winning the 3A boys state championship in an all-Eastern Iowa final. But another terrific season for West High as the spring events, the spring sports season coming to a close as far as the state of Iowa is concerned. The girls state soccer tournament coming up to close things out in the spring side of things later on this week. And then it'll be all baseball and softball until we cycle around and get ready for the fall sports coming up. But 2.5 months away-ish, in that ballpark anyway, although those athletes are also already working well.
Yeah, some off-season conditioning and camps going on right now for football that I know. But plenty to play in baseball and softball. And, yeah, quite a weekend for Xavier Athletic Department, that's for sure.
Yeah, did a great job. And more hardware coming for the Saints as they continue to pile those up, certainly, and had a very, very good weekend. So congratulations to them. Again, 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Monday edition of the program. Mentioned we've got NBA basketball coming up later on, and that will get underway at 6. So there you go. Speaking of Xavier, Coach O'Brien, thank you for listening in. Appreciate it. Co-ed state tennis and co-ed golf coming up tomorrow as well. A staple of early June as far as the high school front is concerned. So best of luck to all the athletes out there for that.
Yeah, and Xavier also involved in the girls' state soccer tournament beginning tomorrow.
Indeed. Indeed. 319-366-1600. A lot to get to as far as the weekend in sports is concerned. And we love it when this happens, not necessarily due to the fact that of the nature of the story, but we always enjoy when we get to talk some golf, Mark, and make a pretty good case for golf. Took a front seat this weekend in a lot of cases as far as sports, at least in this country, is concerned, some positively and some negatively, if you are John Rahm, certainly out there.
No doubt about it, and most people know the story by now. John Rahm leading by 6 strokes at the Memorial after 3 rounds and was abruptly told, and I mean abruptly, after he putted out on 18 in round 3, that he had tested positive for COVID-19. This test was administered after he finished his round on Saturday. He had been contract tracing since Monday and had tested 4 or 5 days in a row negative and then tested positive on Saturday. Not unusual, but for as well as the PGA Tour has tried to manage COVID-19 protocols, whatnot, I thought it was a horrible scene for John Rahm on just about 6 or 7 steps off the 18th hole. The medical personnel informing him that he was positive, had to withdraw. Why not take him into the scorer's tent, put a mask on John, and tell him there, away from millions of viewers and thousands at the Memorial Tournament? I thought that was really a bad look.
I could not agree with you more. And if you want to comment, let us know. 319-366-1600. It was, I agree. I just do not know why they chose that particular moment to inform John Rahm of the fact that he had a positive test. We're not here to talk about the fact and to open old wounds as far as, okay, what should be the protocol? Should this happen? Should you do this? We've gone over that. It's been 15, 16 months. But it's just the way, like you said, he was informed of the positive result. And to do it just like that was crazy. Was absolutely crazy. And why you just don't there? And I've been to, and you've been to as well, Mark, many PGA Tour events, majors, ranging from major championships, the U.S. Open, been there, been to the PGA, been to the Masters, all the way ranging down to the John Deere Classic. There are many, many places behind the scenes, even off the 18th green, steps off the 18th green, where public access is not permitted, where all they need to do is duck John Rahm back there, give him the news, and then you don't have it done in front of millions. And why they chose not to take that route, I really, really don't know. And, you know, yes, John Rahm, he knows the circumstances. He knows the consequences. And again, I'm not here to say John Rahm did right or John Rahm did wrong. John Rahm apparently took a chance and he got bit by it. And while he's asymptomatic, there was no way that he was going to be allowed to continue as far as the Memorial Tournament, even with a five-shot lead is concerned. But again, to not take him behind the stand or wherever at 18 and tell him in private is just beyond me.
Well, the PGA's position, as I understand it, was that they wanted to meet him as soon as possible after he completed play to limit exposure to fans that were there. And I suppose that's well and good. But, you know, he was playing with two other players, two other caddies, and going through lines of fans for 18 holes. And I don't know. The one thing I have to say is John Rahm handled this magnificently, I think, from his statement that he put out, accepting it, didn't like it. Some players said they should have let him play as a single on Sunday and let him play out the tournament. The PGA wasn't going to allow that. That's not in their procedures and protocols. And finally, I guess, I mean, I couldn't believe this when I read this story that one of the places where you can gamble, I'm not going to mention the outlet, but it's out there because we have an affiliation with Elite Sportsbook. But this is a gambling house is going to pay off all the bets that were made on John Rahm. Mm. I mean, I can't believe that. The guy was disqualified, whether he signed an incorrect scorecard or tested positive for COVID-19. I couldn't believe that story.
Yeah, that one's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, we're in a fantasy golf league, and we're not going to give Pete his $25. Because he
Pete.
John Rahm. I feel bad for you, Pete, but my God, it is what it is.
No. 319-366-1600. If you would like to comment, like Matt in Fairfax, our friend Matt in Fairfax, letting us know, I don't get why he couldn't continue. He'd already been around the others anyway. So for the rest of the tournament, isolate him and let him finish. And like you said, there were people that wondered if he could play as a single. But like you said, those are the protocols. That was written into what the PGA Tour was going to do. If you remember back, the PGA Tour was the first sports entity to come back during the pandemic. And the PGA Tour came up with some pretty stringent guidelines, regulations, and or rules about how they were going to deal with this. And right there at the very top was, if you test positive, you are not allowed to play in the golf tournament. Pretty black and white.
This is only a huge story because of the timing. After you know, the guy has a 6-stroke lead after three rounds, and he's the one that gets disqualified from the tournament. Had this happened on Monday, nobody would have thought twice of it. Because I mean, there's been more than two dozen PGA Tour players that have tested positive and had to isolate. It was a big story, and rightfully so, because of the timing more than anything else. It wasn't because a PGA Tour player tested positive. Again, if this had happened on Monday or Tuesday, nobody would have said two words about it.
The two playing partners of Rahm's have had COVID. The Saturday trio, the threesome that they had out on the golf course, Patrick Cantlay and Scottie Scheffler, had already been, they were asked afterwards that they were worried about playing with John Rahm, and they said, no, absolutely not. And I think it's not like they're right next to each other. If anyone was close to John Rahm, it would be his caddy, would be the one that should be the most concerned, I guess, as far as COVID-19 is concerned. And I do not know the background as far as the caddy is concerned or whatnot. And You know, John Rahm has had one of his vaccinations, has not had the second one as of yet. This was actually earlier in the week, I believe, Mark. You can correct me if I'm wrong on that, but yeah, it is what it is. The only thing that I'm, and you and I are both saying that is not right, is the way I think the PGA Tour handled informing John Rahm. I have no problem with John Rahm being having to withdraw from this tournament with this. No problem whatsoever as far as that is concerned. But by God, just do him the honor of giving him the news, not in front of everybody like that.
Yeah, and again, he's handled it so well. I'm not sure I would handle it as well. As of right now, he has to be isolated for 10 days, and he will next be available to get back on the course the Tuesday of U.S. Open week. And I don't hesitate to say, Scott, he is going to be an enormous crowd favorite, I think, at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, he can come back Tuesday of Open Week. Now, he was going to, obviously, John Rahm is one of the favorites going into the U.S. Open. Even more of a favorite due to the fact that he has won at Torrey Pines before. Keep in mind, the U.S. Open being held this year at Torrey Pines, which is a terrific golf course, public course in La Jolla, California, just north of San Diego. They hold the Farmers Insurance Open there each February on the PGA Tour. These guys know that course. He has won there before. He has contended many times in his early career there. He was going to be one of the three big-time favorites. There's no doubt about it going into that week. Now, you know, he's probably going to have to fly in. Best case scenario, he flies in Tuesday. I don't think a practice round is a situation that's a problem because he knows that course. They all know that course because they play it each and every year. But just getting in there, getting acclimated, et cetera, on Wednesday for a Thursday start is going to be tough. And, you know, I hope he can play. I hope he's going to be able to play and contend. And like you said, I think John Rahm made a lot of fans just by the way that he conducted himself. And 0112 on the text line saying and acknowledging that John did gain a lot of golf fans on how he handled this in the aftermath. Very impressive. Yes, I would agree.
Some people questioning why wasn't Rahm vaccinated. And I really don't want to go down that road. But it's a personal choice. The PGA Tour has said north of 50% of its players are vaccinated. You got to remember, many of these players are in their early 20s, and vaccinations weren't available to that age group until late April. Okay, they've had some time to go ahead and get vaccinated, but I'm not about to pile on Rahm for not having been vaccinated.
No. No. 319-366-1600. If you would like to talk about that, 22 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. By the way, tomorrow we're going to talk with Bob Herrig. How about this? Very apropos. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, going to join us. Our plan was to preview the U.S. Open of next week, but now we can do that and talk about everything that went on at Jack's Place. And that's the other thing that was kind of unfortunate about it. This being one of the top tournaments of the year as far as the PGA Tour is concerned, and you had this all going on in the background in the event hosted by Jack and Barbara Nicklaus and Jackie Nicklaus, who's kind of taken over now from his dad, Jack Nicklaus Jr. And that was another unfortunate part as far as things are concerned, but doesn't matter if it was there or the, you know, a fall finish event. John Rahm was not going to play. And those are the protocols as far as the PGA Tour is concerned. Going to get you a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit as we wind our way through a Monday edition of the show. Don't forget also, we have that Freedom Festival prize pack to give away to one of our listeners. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Not only do we have a prize this week, but Todd and Alex also with a prize as well for you to win this week. Your chance to win a Powerball Power Pack to get you much closer for your chance to fly with Cy. To fly with Cy, just join the VIP club and play Powerball, then head to the iowalottery.com and enter your tickets to see for the VIP experience with a private charter flight, hotel stay, tickets to see the Cyclones take on UNLV in Las Vegas, and $1,500 spending cash. That's all from the Iowa Lottery. You can find out more information on that at KGYMRadio.com. Do not, I'm just going to say a disclaimer on that, do not expect a good football game.
I don't think the winner will much care, right?
No, no. You may be out at halftime to go back to the strip and do whatever it is that you care to do on a Saturday night in Las Vegas, because I have a feeling Iowa State's going to be many, many touchdowns ahead at halftime, unless the Running Rebels are a lot better football team this year than they have been in the last handful of years. So we'll see.
Yeah, winless last year in six or seven games. And 5037 on the text line is a really good question. Why was it discovered mid-round? Why pull him when he was already out there? The timing went like this, as I understand, watching CBS sports coverage yesterday. Again, he was tested after he completed play on Saturday. The first test came back about 4 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday, and it was positive.
Saturday.
Excuse me?
On Saturday. Well, you said Sunday, so in the third round.
Yeah, as I understand it, the test came back yesterday afternoon from the Saturday night test.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, very good.
And then they went to a second test to confirm the positive. That came back about 5 o'clock Eastern time. And I don't remember the sequencing of when the play concluded, but the PGA Tour wasn't notified until yesterday afternoon of the positive test.
Yeah, the first two tests came back. He was actually playing the 18th hole when they did the second test, if you will, on Saturday, off of what had been tested earlier in the day that did bring back a positive. They were playing 18 when that happened, so that would have been an even bigger circus if he's walking up the driveway and all of a sudden, a smaller armada of medical people come out there. That would have been even worse, if there is such a thing as a worst-case scenario out there. But that was kind of, as you mentioned, that was the timeline and how it all came about. And he will have to isolate now until next Tuesday, seven and a half more days, as far as John Rahm is concerned. And I think that's isolation from everything. I mean, keep in mind, John Rahm is a new father. He and his wife just had a welcome to baby, I think 2 months ago or something like that. So he's not going to be able to see them either. So, John Rahm, if you follow golf, before we leave this and get to a scoreboard update, John Rahm, while he has had plenty of success, top five as far as the world is concerned, if there is one chink in his armor right now, is the fact that he runs a little hot, Mark. Can we say that?
Mm-hmm.
On the golf course. And the way he is handling this whole situation, I'm not saying that losing whatever $2 million winning the Memorial, and who knows if he would have won the Memorial. I mean, he had to put up another good score. Patrick Cantlay and Colin Morikawa, who got into the playoff. Who knows how it would play out? Golf is a very fickle game, as we learned this weekend, Mark. But at any rate, people are saying, you know what? Maybe this is the thing that will kind of take him on the next level as far as maturity, and then if that is the case, then he could be lights out as far as winning tournaments and majors.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think the sky, even before this, the sky was the limit for John Rahm. And again, I think he's going to have a huge following going forward because of the way he has handled the news. He doubled over and teared up after hearing the news. And then went on from there, not a long time later, issuing a very profound statement, I thought. So I agree. Hats off to him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. 3:29. Let's go ahead, and Mark, we'll send it to you for an Emil Sideway scoreboard update. We got a little bit more golf to talk about. Other things from the weekend, we had a Belmont winner and a very good two-horse match race at the end at Belmont Park. We'll do that after an Emil Sideway scoreboard. It is brought to you by Emil Sideway. They are located right across from the Lindale Mall on First Avenue Southeast behind the Taco John's in Cedar Rapids. It is the longest day in golf today, too, Mark. It's a lot of golf things happening today, but qualifying around the country for people not already in the U.S. Open field.
Yes, 10 different sites are holding U.S. Open qualifying today. It is known as the longest day in golf because each of the qualifiers are 36 holes. It's a grueling test, and not many make it to the U.S. Open. One of the sites in Springfield, Ohio, where 77 players are playing for seven spots. Scott, the leader right now is former Iowa golfer Carson Shockey, who is from Omaha, Nebraska, but he posted a 2 under par 68 in the first round, and right now through 10 holes, 4 under par in his second round. He has a 2-stroke lead over Brian Stewart. This field includes many touring professionals, but right now, Carson Shockey leading that sectional. Other familiar names, Luke Slaymaker from Marion is playing in Atlanta. He shot a 1 over par 73 in the first round. And others playing right now, former Iowa player Brad Hopfinger, former Iowa State player Chris Baker in Rockville, Maryland. Abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball, as you said, no games going on right now, only 3 contests scheduled today. And the Twins off will have coverage of the Twins series against the Yankees starting tomorrow. There is action out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Colonels on the road for another week, but the Division III National Championships being contested. A best-of-3 final series between St. Thomas of Minnesota and Salisbury. St. Thomas has a kind of a local connection with a couple assistants having been former Colonels, so I'm sure some stories being shared there as well. And finally, in golf, on the Corn Ferry Tour in North Carolina yesterday, former Iowa golfer Vince India with one of his best finishes in his career, tied for 6th. So congratulations to him.
Tell you what, Shockey, if he gets in the field for the U.S. Open, that would be an amazing, amazing feat. If you're golf fans, you're familiar with the movie Tin Cup. And this is basically what Tin Cup went through to get to the U.S. Open, is what the final stage is today. You go through the first qualifying, you go through the qualifier, and then you get into what they are playing for today. And like you talked about, there are some of these different spots and event locations where you got regulars on the PGA Tour that have not qualified for the U.S. Open with their standards as of yet. And they're in there just like, you know, Carson Shockey or Slaymaker is and others like that to try to get into the U.S. Open. As Tin Cup said, that's why this is the most democratic of the major events.
It is.
Because anybody can make it.
Ricky Fowler is out there trying to grind his way to a spot.
Yep.
Jason Day, a former major winner, not in the field, but he withdrew at a qualifying site. Many, many tour champions, a couple major winners, are trying to get this through this grueling stage, and be interesting to see if Shockey can hang on.
That would be pretty cool. 3:33, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk more about the weekend that was in the world of sports. We had the Belmont, of course, some real good hockey going on right now. But to take you to break, the question, do you remember what you were doing the latter stages of your junior year of high school? And we'll explain that when we return after this. You're listening to the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM.
So here's the thing. When you use electricity can matter as much as how much you use. Who knew, right? Linn County REC does. They purchase power to get members like you the electricity you need. When demand is the highest, it puts a whopper of an impact on the power grid, so the cost is higher. But if everybody kind of spreads out when they're using electricity, Linn County REC doesn't have to pay as much, and the savings are passed on to you. The busiest times for energy use are known as on-peak hours. Right now, that's from 4 in the afternoon to 9 at night. So, if everybody works together to lessen their use a little, it means lower impact on the grid and lower cost to Linn County REC and you. So, what can you do? Easy stuff. Avoid running multiple appliances at the same time during peak hours, schedule chores like laundry, running the dishwasher for off-peak times, and keep the amount of electricity you're using lower from 4 to 9. Working together can beat the peak. Yet another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Just about the time Willa Dickens began as a watchmaker at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, a romantic notion was blooming in 1940s America. The idea that a diamond, like love itself, is precious and lasting. More than ever before, proposals began including twinkling rings in velvet-lined Hertin and Stocker boxes. Decades of engagements and countless shimmering rings later, happy, nervous hands are still accepting these promises of always from Hertin and Stocker. The designs are always modern and fresh, but the service is still as exceptional as it was in those very early days. Perhaps that rare blend of present and past is the reason Hertin and Stocker has been voted best jewelry store in Iowa City 10 years running. Stop and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection, from elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And we welcome you back at 3:36 here in the gym class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, going to join us coming up tomorrow. And definitely a lot to talk about as far as the world of sports is concerned. And Mark, some very disappointing news just coming down the line straight from the person that it affects. And Twitter, Josh Christensen, our friend from Channel 9 Sports, been here for 8.5 years, and just announced on Twitter that he is no longer at Channel 9. He has been let go by KCRG and more than likely Gray Television. After 8.5 years, very, very sad. And, we wish the best for Josh. No doubt about that. Been on the show, known Josh forever, and just a great, great guy from up in northern Minnesota.
Couldn't agree more. And I'm shocked at this, but not, I guess, entirely surprised given what business climates are these days. Josh really worked hard. I mean, this is a station that you know, Scott, very well, but with John Campbell and Scott Savel and Josh Christensen, loved his Sunday spotlights. He had many, many great guests on that segment. And he really hustled as a reporter, getting out to so many different events. And really sad to see, and we wish Josh well.
In fact, I just talked to Josh on Friday night out at Hawkeye Downs. He was out there for the Big 8 late model race, the Clash at the Downs. And thanks to everybody for coming out there Friday night. We had a very nice crowd, and good to see Joey Gase. He ended up second behind Jerry Reynolds Jr. From the Rockford, Illinois area, Driver X, as he's called. He is an interesting dude. But, yeah, talked to Josh that night, as a matter of fact. And boy, that just that hits you hard a little bit, no doubt about it. But Josh says he's going to remain positive and doesn't know what the future brings, but hopefully somebody out there will give him another opportunity.
Well, if they don't, they wouldn't be very wise in my mind, because this is a guy that not many harder workers in the market than Josh Christensen, and tells a great story and really does it right, I think. And he had some good mentors, that's for sure. Can't wait to see where Josh lands next.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you out there. Before we went to break, Mark, we did ask the question, what were you doing just ahead of the end of your junior year as far as high school is concerned? You and I were both playing baseball and going to school. I know that. Back in the high school days. You and I were both not playing in the final group of the most prestigious event in women's golf as a junior in high school. I think I can safely say that, correct?
Few have, that's for sure. As a junior in high school, I was fighting my tail off to make varsity teams, and I was actually starting my career in journalism as a part-timer at the Gazette. The story about Mega Gana really was terrific this weekend. If you missed it, and I'm sorry that you did, this is a 17-year-old high school junior that was playing in the U.S. Women's Open Golf Championship, the biggest tournament that women's golf has to offer, being played out in San Francisco. And she was actually leading after two rounds, correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, and in contention after three. And she ended up with a rough start on Sunday. She was six over par after eight holes, but just gathered herself and played the last 10 holes even, ended up finishing tied for 14th and was the low amateur. But I think more than her golf, Scott, I was so impressed with the individual, a young individual who was so well-spoken, had a great attitude on the course, smiled 95% of the time, just was in the time of her life. And she's got such a bright future. And young people out there, this is a girl that's not on Twitter, not on Facebook.
Not on Instagram, not on anything.
No, she talked about it in a news conference and said those platforms, in her mind anyway, are very divisive and unproductive. So, yeah, you couldn't help being impressed with her golf game, but I think more so as an individual, she was terrific.
Mega Gane, and remember that name. She said, they asked her, well, what are you going to do? Well, I got to go back to school tomorrow. She did get a reprieve from her calculus homework this week. She had a homework and a calculus test, and she did not have to take the test. She had it pushed off to this week so she could play in the United States Women's Open Golf Championship. And you know, as far as excuses go, Mark, for your high school homework or whatever the case may be, I think that's probably the best one I've ever heard of. I have the opportunity to play in the U.S. Women's Open. I'm not going to be able to do my calculus.
Ah, those privileged athletes. No, that's a very good excuse, and I'm glad she got relieved of having to do that, at least for today. But she's an excellent student as well. She's going to be fine. She's going to go to Stanford. And I think the women's team won the national championship this year and had the individual champion anyway. But yeah, her future is extremely bright.
Yeah. She's going to do well out there. And, just a bright, bright young lady, always smiling, kind of playing to the crowd a little bit, even when she was got off to that poor start yesterday, but just really, really neat to see there. So, yes, a lot of golf, good things as far as golf as well to talk about with John Rahm. By the way, the Philippines with a major champion now, Sasso winning in the playoff yesterday. So congratulations to her. 319-366-1600. We got NBA action coming up tonight, as we mentioned. Bucks and the Nets, game number two. Brooklyn winning the first one. They have a 1-0 lead. Western Conference will get underway with their next round tonight. It'll be Phoenix after ousting the Lakers. They will host Denver tonight, and that will be about 9:35 is that start time for that one. Got some great NHL action going on as far as the playoffs are concerned. You got Vegas and Colorado tied up right now as far as their series is concerned. The Montreal Canadiens with a chance to move on with a sweep of Winnipeg coming up tonight. So that should be interesting to see. Game five tonight between the Bruins and the Islanders at TD Garden in Boston coming up tonight as well. Speaking of out east, the Belmont over the weekend. Mark, we talked with our friend Barry Abrams on Thursday about how he saw the Belmont and how he thought it would play out. But played out with the favorite. Finally, the favorite coming away with a win in one of these three races.
Yeah, it's always sort of anticlimactic, the Belmont, if there's not a triple crown at stake. And we know what happened to Medina Spirit, not allowed to compete in this race. But really a terrific stretch run between two horses. They outdistanced the rest of the field by quite a ways. And to put this in perspective, Scott, I should be able to cite this, but I saw a tweet that Essential Qualities time would have been 20 lengths behind Secretariat's. That's how good Secretariat was.
Yeah, he was pretty good. Not bad. Got things done. Maybe the best horse of all time, if not the best horse of all time. But it came down to a two-horse race, if you will. Pardon the pun and pardon the expression, but good way to end the Triple Crown run with it. No matter how they slice it as far as the Derby is concerned, and if Medina Spirit is going to keep that title or not, there's going to be three different winners as far as the three races this year. So that was kind of the norm for a while anyway, until we had a couple of Triple Crown winners over the last handful of years. So we'll not have that one this year. College football news. Nick Saban's not going anywhere, folks. 3-year contract extension to remain as the head football coach at Alabama. He is now through 2028 as far as his contract is concerned. He will be 77. I think this might be it, though, Mark. I think Alabama may have instituted a plan and put it in place and started the clock ticking a little bit. So the class of 2025, that recruiting class, you know nothing is going to be said by rival SEC coaches or rival coaches around the country of top-tier programs. And, oh, by the way, do you know that you might not have Coach Saban there when you are done with your time at Alabama if you're thinking of going there? And you can bet your bottom dollar their teams are using that logic to try to get recruits away from Tuscaloosa. But Nick Saban not going anywhere, at least for the next seven seasons.
That logic has been used for ages and continues to be so. Yeah, the Saban extension is probably the least surprising news of the day. But it is news because it is Nick Saban. It's Alabama. And apparently he's going to be in Tuscaloosa for just a few more years.
Tormenting everyone as far as the Southeastern Conference and the country is concerned. Big trade today in the National Football League. If you missed it, Julio Jones traded from the Falcons to the Tennessee Titans. So he will line up to the outside with that great running attack and the, what has been a really good defense over the years, maybe not quite the defense it was last year as far as Coach Vrabel in Tennessee is concerned, but that's a big pickup as far as the Tennessee Titans trying to keep up with other teams, the Ravens, the Chiefs, among others, as far as the AFC is concerned.
Yeah, Jones had many suitors, I think, and whether it's a great landing spot remains to be seen in this upcoming 17-game season. He's not the Julio Jones of 4 or 5 years ago, but he's still a highly skilled player and has been one of the best receivers in the league. So I think he could do nothing but help Tennessee.
Yeah, A.J. Brown, over 100 catches last year for Tennessee. They did lose Corey Davis in the offseason, the Titans did, but now Julio Jones lining up next to A.J. Brown. And you got to think that's going to open up a little bit of running room for Derrick Henry. We shall see if it all plays out that way, but got to think it's going to help the Tennessee Titans. No doubt about that. We talked about everything. Yes, we had the soccer, the U.S. men's national team winning the Nations League final against the team from Mexico last night. The latest watershed moment to put soccer ahead of every other sport in America. And I say that tongue-in-cheek a little bit, Mark, because that was the tweets that were coming out last night. We've had many of these moments, and it's great for the U.S. national team, no doubt about that. I'm not saying it's going to a Sunday night on, you know, CBS Sports Network or whatever is going to push soccer ahead of the NFL, but it was a nice win.
Well, the women's team has been ultra successful, and the men's team not so much. And for soccer to be fully relevant, you have to appreciate the women's team, all it has done. But the men's team needs to get back to international status to be appreciated here in the United States. And we shall see. I mean, yeah, it was a good win. But what it means going forward, it doesn't mean that soccer is going to overtake the NFL anytime soon in terms of popularity. That's for darn sure.
319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Monday edition of the program right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. We're going to take a break, come back, and wrap things up here in just a little bit. But as we go to break, we are going to give you an opportunity here to pick up the first of our terrific prize packs, as we have a Freedom Festival prize pack. It includes 4 Freedom Festival buttons, as well as a couple of Freedom Festival t-shirts. You also get automatically entered into the $500 Hy-Vee gift card bonanza that they have right there. More details available at KGYMradio.com. Caller 6, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. You will pick up that Freedom Festival prize pack. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
In the game of business, it's all about who gets in and who doesn't. Because you have important things to protect, like equipment, your building, and people's information. Level up your security with Network Computer Solutions. They're experts at keeping your data safe, and they can also keep your physical space safe. From camera systems and door access to 24-hour video surveillance, NCS will customize a system for the way you work. Network Computer Solutions, keeping your building, your equipment, and of course, your data secure. Visit NCSEI.com.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Give a beautiful, rich color to your projects with Minwax Wood Finish. Minwax is a penetrating stain that enhances all types of wood. All quarts and gallons are 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through June 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Friends, if you're in a job you can't stand or worried your unemployment benefits will be ending, you need to go to mycomputercareer.edu and fill out the free career evaluation form. I've personally spoken to them, and apparently, employers are lining up to hire their graduates. In as little as 4 months, you could start your career in the growing cybersecurity and networking fields. Grants covering up to 53% of the cost are available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. Tell them Max sent you.
DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools means more than hammers and saws. It means a mobile app with built-in image search. That's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project, start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. This is the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Download our mobile app to get started.
Back with you at 3:54. Congratulations going out to Gary. He is the winner of our first Freedom Festival prize pack. And thank you very much for tuning in, Gary. We do appreciate it. And we've got more prize packs to give you to give away throughout the week right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Every day we bring you the KGYM poll question. It's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, they have been serving customers since 2003. And today's poll question, Mark, dealing with the second game tonight in the NBA.
Yeah, who wins this NBA series, Denver or Phoenix? Go ahead and vote, KGYMRadio.com. And by the way, Monte Moore is playing terrific basketball for the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We've got NBA basketball coming up tonight for you. 6 o'clock with the pregame right here on KGYM. 6:35 tip-off, Brooklyn hosting Milwaukee tonight. And that is Brooklyn leading that series 1-0. Again, we'll have it for you tonight starting at 6 o'clock. That will be on all of our frequencies right here on KGYM. And Bob Herrig will join us coming up tomorrow. I think we hit everything. Big happy thank you to everybody from Crandic Tour this weekend playing golf down there at Pleasant Valley and in Iowa City. And had a great time. Great time down there. And it was a little warm, but it could have been worse.
Are you kidding me? Great time?
We had a great time.
Folks, Scott Unash and his partner, Frank Gaffney, were leading the senior division after round one. They were on top of the leaderboard, trying to be champion golfers of the year.
Well, I don't know that about that, but
in this division anyway, but not so good on Sunday, but still great tournament for you.
And then Sunday came.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad, but did not win. But we had a great time. Congratulations to Grieve and Fox. They were the winners in our senior division. But, yeah, we had a lot of fun, and we took a picture next to the scoreboard for because we said – each of us said, you know what, this may not happen again. So, by God, we're going to get this thing documented.
And rightfully so. And an update from a U.S. Open qualifying in Springfield, Ohio. Former University of Iowa golfer Carson Shockey on a roll. He is 5 under par in his second round through 12 holes. He currently leads the qualifying by 3 shots.
Wow.
Over PGA Tour professional Brian Stewart and Ryan Brem. So if he can hang on here, we will see Carson Shockey in the U.S. Open.
That would be cool. And we may have to reach out to Mr. Shockey. He's been on the show before.
We have contacts.
And, yeah, we may have to talk to Carson. And I think the sky is the limit for that young man as far as the game of golf is concerned. And probably the best – I mean, there have been some good ones. Vince India, Brad Hopfinger, you mentioned, even both Shockeys. But I think as far as pro potential is concerned, Carson's the best one that Iowa's had in a long time. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. And Coach Stith would be a happy, happy guy. No doubt about that. So more on that. We'll update you on that coming up tomorrow. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM, as it will be the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They will have your opportunity to win from the Iowa Lottery coming up from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Tomorrow we've got Bob Herrig, senior golf writer of ESPN.com, and also coming up on the program tomorrow, your second chance to win a Freedom Festival prize pack. Buttons with button. Button. Buttons with buttons. Buttons with buttons. Okay, something like, it's an alliteration. We'll work on it. We'll work on it over the next couple of days. All right, Mark, thanks. We will talk with you tomorrow coming up at 3.
Yeah, been great fun. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Scott.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM. In Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the Gym Class. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex are next.
If you're trying to be your best, whether that's the best office bingo player or the best volleyball player on the planet, you're going to need some help.